Mainstream country music blares over the PA as Republican activists and candidates slowly file into the large, unair-conditioned room. Parked outside of the Hillsborough County Republican Party headquarters is a red and white tour bus plastered with a simple message: Fire Pelosi. Speaking to dozens of supporters more than half an hour after the event's scheduled start, RNC Chair Michael Steele says he targets a candidate whose district lies some 3,000 miles from the Sunshine State for reasons that aren't just symbolic.
How do you fire Pelosi, folks? You replace the leadership that's currently in Congress. You take the majority away from the Democrats and you put it in the hand of new leadership. That's how you fire Pelosi.
To Republicans, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's name has become synonymous with a broad spectrum of things they venomously oppose: welfare, the influence of special interests, and a massive federal deficit. Steele says electing Republicans would change the culture of corruption on Capitol Hill.
Take care of business in Washington. Begin by changing the culture in Washington. Begin by changing the leadership in Washington. Begin by changing the leadership that has taken us down a pathway to $13 trillion of debt, $55,000 on the head of a child born today.
Steele isn't the most popular national party chair the GOP has had, but here he energizes the crowd with the help of a few friends. If Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is that chamber's Pelosi equivalent, Republican Senate hopeful Marco Rubio would be their anti-Pelosi. Rubio is not at today's rally, but a handful of local GOP contenders who want to take advantage of this election cycle's anti-incumbent fervor do show up. Steele invites two of them on stage. These are Dennis Ross, who is running to replace Representative and prospective Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, and Mike Prendergast, whose yard signs clearly spell out that he hopes to beat Representative Kathy Castor. Steele says these candidates are of a new breed of politician.
This is why we're fighting, folks. This is the new generation of Republican leadership that's emerging all across this state and all across this country.
The cheering audience appears somewhat diverse in terms of age and economic background, and not exactly all white, either. Christine Worley is Hillsborough County's voter registration chair. She says she's confident that the GOP can keep up with the momentum through November 2nd.
We have an awesome chance. We have an awesome chance because this country is going in the direction that we, the people, and it's not constitutional, is going. What we want is we want our Constitution back. We want our freedoms back. We want less government.
Republican activist Chris Seeger is about as fired up as one can get. He says Americans are fed up with President Obama's liberal agenda, and here is how he defines the word liberal.
Anything that trounces the Constitution or tramples on the Constitution. This country was founded as a constitutional republic 200 plus years ago. The founders knew what they were doing when they framed the Constitution. They knew that government was by the people, for the people, and of the people.
National Committee Chair Steele says the effort to take over Congress is organic and not by design of GOP operatives.
These individuals aren't part of some national grand strategy out of Washington to target races and win. They're just homegrown, homespun individuals who got the call.
Calculated strategy or not, most in the political know will tell you it's working.
Republicans should pick up seats no matter what.
Stephen Tauber is a professor of political science at the University of South Florida. He says that while blaming the bad economy on Democratic leadership may pan out for the GOP, losing seats in midterm elections is actually pretty common for the party in power.
The party that has the presidency in midterm elections doesn't do as well and loses seats. And with the economy not being as strong as most would like it to be, they should pick up more seats. How much that's going to work to their advantage, I think, is still an open question.
Andy says that while the right's demonization of the president may seem to be doing a number on Obama's approval rating, 2 years of a GOP majority in Congress might work to his advantage come 2012.
There's a lot of times when a president's party doesn't do too well after the first midterm, 82 for Reagan as well. His party lost like 26 seats in the House. And then the president comes back the next election and wins in a landslide like Reagan did in 84 or Clinton did in 96. So, you know, if Obama can use that to his advantage and use the Republicans as a foil, especially if they're going to be even more pushed over, the Republicans would be pushed more over to the right, Obama can play off what they're doing as unreasonable, veto bills that maybe some of their hardcore Republican hardcore supporters support, but others don't. But then the Democrats can't push the agenda like they've done.
Tauber says it doesn't hurt that Republicans are divided over RNC Chair Michael Steele, whom many say is prone to gaffes.
Michael Steele is not getting rave reviews from Republicans about his leadership of the Republican National Committee. They haven't really been raising the money they should, and they haven't they had scandals about, you know, how the money was being spent. So, you know, I don't know how effective of a spokesperson he would be.
Republican National Committee Chair Michael Steele's Fire Pelosi tour also stopped in St. Petersburg and Clearwater today. From Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.